What is up, everybody, and welcome back to Laying the Points with Farley Betts. My name is Chris R. Farley, aka at Farley Betts on Twitter, X on Twitter or Instagram. You can follow me over there. A lot of great content always being put up on Twitter and Instagram, specifically with links to a lot of my free plays, which are every single day at sportswagers.ca. We continue to do really well in the NFL over at sportswagers.ca, landing 2 moneyline free picks last Sunday. And we continue to do well in the NFL, down a few units, 3 units or so last week in the NFL, strictly because of teasers. We went 5-0 ATS on Sunday, and then we picked the Bills on Monday. That was dumb. I mean, the Bills are just dumb right now. But we, you know, we're doing well ATS. We're doing well across the spectrum, except for teasers. Teasers, 7-10 for minus 11 units this season. And last week, 3 straight teaser losses. Thank you, Bengals. Thank you, Bills. There's one other team in there that disappointed. That stunk. Big donkey, you know what. But ATS, 43-26-3, 62%. For plus 22.68 units. I guess we should just stick to ATS and totals. 7 units in totals. I mean, that would put us at around plus 30 units with an unbelievable record. But last year, we killed it in teasers. This year, teasers a little tougher. Teasers a little tougher this year so far, at least for me. But we'll get back in our teaser category as well. And thank you, everybody, for joining this show every single week, listening to my takes in the NFL. I don't do this for anything really, even promotional or money or anything like that, just sharing my views, my takes on the NFL. 2021 circa 5th place winner, 114K cash prize, won over 200 units in the NBA and NFL over the past 3 seasons. And at this point, a seasoned professional sports bettor, just trying to help you out every single week. Laying the Points with Farley Betts, the people's podcast, if you will. But let's get right to it. This one will probably be under 30 minutes today as we get through an interesting Week 11 slate with some big games, no doubt. And let's start with one of the bigger games of the week, Thursday Night Football, the Bengals and the Ravens at Baltimore. Again, for those who are first-time listeners, and just as a reminder to everybody, I'm just going to have leans. You might be able to sniff out the way that I'm really feeling about some of these leans and if they're going to be my picks. But premium picks are designated and reserved for my premium customers. You can reach out to me at Farley Betts if you want those premium picks. As you can tell, we're doing really well this year in the NFL. We will continue to do well. And we are selling those the rest of the season NFL packages for only $250. That's a $1,000 season package, which is still a lot less than most of your big wig touts out there. I'm not going to name any names, but we do better than them, and we charge way less. $250 for the rest of the NFL season. Reach out to me at Farley Betts if you're interested. Okay. Bengals or Ravens? You can't bet the Ravens here. You can. I wouldn't. These two teams played close earlier in the season, a 3-point win by the Ravens at Cincinnati in the jungle when the Bengals weren't very good, when Joe Burrow was still what, like 50% maybe on that hobbling little ankle of his or foot of his. Off of a loss against Houston, against C.J. Stroud, who is the truth, obviously. Like, that's got to piss Burrow off to be outdone by an Ohio State quarterback. Oh, boy. Joey Burrow is going to be pissed. That defense is going to be pissed. Of course, they had this look-ahead matchup, and that's why we liked Houston last week. Surprised that Houston actually won the game. Of course, Joe Burrow threw a pinpoint pass to Tyler Boyd in the end zone that would have put them ahead. But there's no guarantee the Bengals would have won, right? Because Houston still has C.J. Stroud, and we saw what he did. He tore up that Bengals defense over and over again last week. He looks like he's been ready to play NFL ball for years. I'm not betting against C.J. Stroud right now, but what I am going to bet against is the Ravens. You know, Lamar Jackson rightly has been getting a lot of praise, but he's also throwing plenty of interceptions this season. He's missing a lot of long balls. you know, we're kind of sort of seeing the same old shit from Lamar Jackson, aren't we? Bengals have the better quarterback. They are super desperate. Like, the Bengals can't lose this game. You go down 0-2 to the division leader, and that would make them, what, 5-5 if they lost? Nah, can't do it, Cincy. Can't be taking the Ravens under those circumstances at -4 over a field goal. This is, at worst, I think, a field goal game or a field goal loss for the Bengals, or they win straight up. My opinion has been pretty good this year. The Bengals step up in these spots. They stepped up under pressure against the Ravens last year in a big game. Of course, you know, Lamar Jackson made a big difference in that game. You know, both teams pissed, though, right? I mean, it's worth saying that. Ravens gave up that lead, 31-17 in the fourth quarter. Kudos to the Browns, but it's not like the Ravens don't want to get some redemption in this game either. I just think that Joe Burrow, the way that he handles pressure, the way that the Cincinnati defense can step up in these big moments. Like, the Ravens are a regular season team that can kill teams over and over again. But in these pressurized situations, we trust the Bengals over a team like the Ravens. Who's been in the AFC Championship game 2 years in a row? The Bengals. Some of that is Lamar Jackson's injury, maybe. But they almost always clumsily slip and fall over their own feet in the playoffs anyway. I talked a lot about that game, but only way I could look is Bengals +4. Cowboys and Panthers, some of these games I'm not going to spend much time. This one doesn't deserve much time because, like, what do you think I'm going to say here? Obviously, the Cowboys should cover -10.5. Bryce Young, not looking too great after a good game against the Texans and a win. Like, how did that happen? The Panthers look more like who they are, right? Bryce Young was okay in week 10, better than week 9, but just, you know, didn't do enough, right? I mean, 21 of 38, 185 yards, 4.9 yards per pass. Like, that's not going to get it done. Some credit to Chicago's defense on Monday Night Football last week, but just not a lot of faith in this Carolina Panthers offense, but it's a very sleepy spot for Dallas. But Dallas does need to keep stacking up wins to stay in the NFC East race. So I just got to lean Dallas, and I'm not going to think about it. You know, we know Dallas is really good at home. We know Dallas is really good after a loss on the road. I trust them a little less, especially in mentally sleepy spots. Like, they can be a volatile team. Bears at the Lions. Looks like Justin Fields is going to suit up, which kind of makes me want to take the Bears. This line has ticked down a little bit because of that news. The Lions at home, man. Lions are a very legitimate team. I think they might want to be considered, they might be considered one of the elites at this point. Of course, they would want to be considered that, but because the reality is, the Lions, with their schedule, look at their schedule second half of the season. This is a team that could waltz into the NFC as the number one seed, especially considering how difficult Philly's schedule is, especially considering that San Francisco had a few unanticipated losses now. I mean, who would have thought San Francisco would lose 3 in a row? So Lions always have a lot to play for because they want that number one seed. They want to keep on surging in the NFC. -9 here. I actually lean Detroit at home. I think Justin Fields, coming off of injury, kind of regresses back to his mistakes. It is on turf, right? Like, could see a lot of Justin Fields runs and him kind of coming into his own here. But lean over 47.5 because the Bears can – yeah, second half of the season last year, Justin Fields and those Bears, they kept in these games. There's a lot of high totals. I could see that happening in this one, too, in the second half of the year as Justin Fields settles down a little bit again. And obviously, the Lions can put up points. But, you know, low-key, Bears defense, Montez Sweat coming over, like, they look better. You know, some of their secondary playing well. Got some nice young guys over there. They're playing better. Really good defensive line against the run. And if they can slow down Detroit, maybe this game stays closer. Maybe I'm, you know, having second thoughts about my Lions -9, which is why, yeah, I don't have a bet on this game yet. I don't have any strong thoughts right now. Raiders at the Dolphins. I wrote this up as a 3-star pick at PicksWise. That's going to be my free pick that you can check out over there. I know it's at 12 now. If it was at 11, fine. If it was at 10, fine. Obviously, that's better. 12. I'm fine with 12 as well. The Dolphins at home, you know, with a bye week after that Germany game against the Chiefs, the Raiders and this Antonio Pierce experience has been awesome, but they faced the Jets and the Giants. And they won. This ain't the Jets or the Giants. This is, you know, this is like the Jets and the Giants are what used to be called Pluto, and the Dolphins are fucking Jupiter with all their storms and their crazy shit going on over there. Like, here come the Dolphins at home. You know, this is probably a 20-plus point win. Like, that, we don't have to say that much, right? Jalen Ramsey is coming back. He can cover Devontae Adams. If Antonio Pierce and the Raiders are competitive in this game, now we know this is a legitimate operation. We don't know that after they just beat the Jets and the Giants. And, of course, they beat up in the Giants, but Giants are easily the worst team in the league right now. And they eked by the Jets. They were losing at halftime to the Jets in a pretty bad offensive operation, especially over there for New York. Very mistake-prone team. And they just kind of eked out that win, didn't they, at home. Against the Dolphins? Yikes. Giants at Commanders. I'm barfing on myself right now over here. I mean, yeah, Giants are 10-point underdogs, 9.5 now, whatever, against the Washington Commanders, a team that they've had a lot of success with over the past few seasons. Of course, no Daniel Jones, Tommy DeVito. Hey, Tommy DeVito. It sounds fake. Like, Tommy DeVito is throwing a football for the New York Giants. It sounds fake. It sounds like a Goodfellas movie, like a spoof. I don't know what the hell to do. This, you know, 9.5 points, too much for the Giants, probably. Like, this is a game that matters to them. Their defense is going to fight hard from the beginning. They sacked Sam Howell over and over and over again. I think 6 sacks in their first game. Their defensive line is still – they play really hard at the start of games, and then, of course, they start getting blown out, and the effort isn't there as much. Giants might not get blown out of this game right away. You know, like, they could get some sacks. They can get a turnover, stay in this game, just an all-defensive effort. So lean Giants, as ugly as that gets. But how do I lean the Giants when the Commanders' defense has looked better for 2 weeks in a row, even in a loss last week? I mean, Seahawks barely beat the Commanders at home. Like, that's pretty bad on Seattle. Commanders' defense looking better, and you got Tommy DeVito playing quarterback for the Giants. How the hell am I supposed to like betting on the Giants? I still lean Giants. Like, I think this could be like a Cleveland Browns all-defensive effort kind of deal, but don't feel strongly about it. Cardinals at the Texans. Texans getting some love now in the marketplace, aren't they? CJ Stroud, talk of the town. He should be. Incredible win at Cincinnati last week. You know, followed like one incredible win after another for this kid. Game-winning drives. The Cardinals, Kyler Murray, they got some juice over there. You know, Kyler Murray looking awfully fast, looking pretty good. Coming back, and he's playing with extra juice, maybe putting down the Call of Duty controller and playing with a little more desperation and motivation as he fights for his career. So I actually lean Arizona, given 4 points in this situation. Houston is a good operation right now, and they are getting better. So I wouldn't blame you for liking Houston here. Maybe you take Houston money line, Cardinals +4, like if you want to have action on this game. But I'm considering the over here, 47.5. Is a lot, but they're in a dome. Houston's putting up points. I don't think the Cardinals can stop them. And the Cardinals are going to look better with Kyler Murray, just like they did last week. James Conner, too. Like, he came back, not a lot of success last week, but he's going to be a big difference maker the healthier he gets for Arizona. So kind of like the over here, I would lean Cardinals +4. Titans and Jaguars. Really disappointing loss last week for the Jaguars. Now, the Titans disappointing too, but I don't know. You know, like Will Levis, rookie quarterback against Tampa Bay, like underestimating Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. I could see how that happened. Bucs looking like their glory days, stopping the Titans on the ground. Derrick Henry in their rushing attack only gained 44 yards. Usually after games like that, Vrabel, like off a loss, like look back at the 2021 season. Look at this season. They're really good off a loss. I don't consider last season because of Tannehill going down and not a really good option at quarterback. But plus 6.5 in a divisional game against this Jaguars team who they've been playing really well. Like, they profile well against teams like the Titans. Like, they won 5 straight against teams like the Titans. But it is a divisional matchup. And is Trevor Lawrence's confidence shaken up a little bit after that obliteration from the 49ers, right? Like, and there's some stats coming out now. Warren Sharp, really good tweet. Check out his tweet on Trevor Lawrence against the blitz and against pressure. Out of 35 quarterbacks, he's like 34th and 35th, like one of the worst in the NFL under pressure. Titans can bring pressure. Vrabel knows how to create pressure. First time seeing this Titans team all year. Plus 6.5 is too many points for Vrabel in a divisional game when they're kind of still in it. Like, they're fourth in the AFC South, but it's the AFC South. And if Will Levis can get in stride and play a little better this week, looking a lot like a rookie last week, right? But, you know, Tampa Bay, I think, kind of just played him really well. I mean, the Tampa Bay defense really showed up last week. I don't trust the Jaguars defense quite as much. Young, inexperienced, exposable. Lean Titans plus 6.5. Steelers at the Browns. I loved the Browns initially, but we just heard that Deshaun Watson, poor Deshaun Watson, not poor Deshaun Watson, but kind of head scratching here after a great game, made some great throws in that comeback win last week. Deshaun Watson, season ending shoulder surgery. So I guess we're getting PJ Walker against the Steelers. I got to tell you guys, like, straight up, I gave a Browns alt line minus 6.5 in this game to my premium customers. I still don't feel that bad about it. Like, the Browns defense could totally show up, totally shut down the Steelers here. Steelers have been a bad offensive operation. I mean, they ran for over 200 yards last week. Like, that was kind of strange. I don't even know how that happened. I'll have to see more of that to believe it can happen again. But the Browns defense is obviously extremely good. Top 5 in almost every fucking category that matters. This could be an all defensive, crazy, all in effort from the Browns. Kind of still don't hate them here, but don't feel quite as good about that alt line now that Deshaun Watson is out. Good Lord. Chargers at the Packers. This is one that I'm just kind of back and forth about. Chargers, Packers. Jordan Love looked actually pretty damn good last week. Like, the Packers came out on fire. I wasn't expecting that either, to be honest. Still lost, still didn't cover against the Steelers ultimately. But that was kind of a bad bounce at the end that made that happen, right? Like, Jordan Love played well. Green Bay's defense played well. I mean, not against the run, they didn't. But they kept Kenny Pickett in check for most of those games. Like, not a lot of explosive plays from the Pittsburgh offense, which is what the Pittsburgh offense depends on. If the Packers can prevent those against the Chargers, they have a shot here. But 3 seems a little low. I mean, Chargers on the road, arguably better on the road since they don't have a real home field advantage. Who doesn't want to win at Green Bay? Lean Chargers, especially coming off that humbling loss to the Lions. Bucks at 49ers. 49ers, an appropriate 11.5-point favorite here. This is just a spread that's speaking to a class difference. I'm sure the 49ers win this game. 11.5 is a lot. 11.5 is a lot for how hard Baker Mayfield fights, for how hard their defense fights, for a team that's trying to stay in the NFC South race. That's all I got to say. I mean, Bucks plus 11.5 is a lot of points. Jets, Bills. If you think I'm going to tease down the Bills after last weekend and that shit show, that ain't going to happen. So then I have to be leaning Jets plus 7, right? Like, Zach Wilson, this operation, losing to the Raiders, losing a few in a row now, desperation kind of seeping in again. Aaron Rodgers saying that he might come back in December. Like, we'll see about that. That would be crazy. But we saw how unscathed, how unafraid the Jets were against the Bills in week 1 after Aaron Rodgers went down. And, Bills want some revenge here. I know it's at Orchard Park, but right now, I do not trust the Bears. I'm sorry, the Bills. I do not trust the Bills as far as I can throw them. Josh Allen is in his head. Sean McDermott has to start questioning his philosophies and coaching. His defense is disappointing in big spots. And as long as Josh Allen is going to play this kind of loose, turnover-prone football, how the hell do you trust this team? Jets plus seven feels pretty good in that spot. Haven't taken it yet, but talking myself into it. Seahawks-Rams, revenge matchup from week one where the Seahawks were coming into the season feeling great about themselves. And here come the Rams. Blew them out, right? Like dominated that game against the Seahawks in week one at Seattle. For that reason alone, I want to play on Seattle. But Stafford back in the mix. Rams still kind of in the mix themselves, right? Like at least to get an NFC playoff seeding. Like they could beat Seattle, at least in the NFC West race. Ultimately, I don't think anybody beats San Francisco. But they can edge out Seattle. Big game. Big game. And it's a pick 'em for a reason. 46, I kind of like the under in this one. I think both defenses really show up. Like when you have a desperate spot where you're trying to desperately keep the other team from winning because you want to have a shot at the playoffs, the defense feels that, right? Like if we keep them at zero, like if they don't score any points against us, of course we're probably going to win, right? So right from the beginning, like maybe a first half under, I think this is going to be a hard-hitting, you know, rivalry type of game where both teams are really limited at first because of the circumstances. Vikings at the Broncos. Vikings plus 110. I heard something, and I don't know if this is true. I need to verify it. I'm going to pause for a second. I'm going to look this up because I haven't looked at it since. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I thought it was bullshit, but somebody reported on Twitter, and I thought it was like a legitimate tweet saying that Jaren Hall is going to start in place of Josh Dobbs for the Vikings. Like that would be, you're hearing some clicks here probably. That would be like absolutely egregious if for whatever reason Kevin O'Connell decided to start Jaren Hall instead of Josh Dobbs. That is not happening. It shouldn't happen. Josh Dobbs and this Minnesota Vikings team who have now won what, six straight, five straight? I think it's five or six. I'm not fading this team. I'm not going to fade this team when the Broncos just got a win in Buffalo and probably feel way too good about themselves. Kudos to Sean Payton and the Broncos. They're playing much better football. But I still think the Vikings are the better operation right now. They have more momentum. They have a higher ceiling. I imagine this is a week where they still sit Justin Jefferson. But when he comes back, I can't wait to see Josh Dobbs with him. I think that's going to be a pretty dynamic duo. I think Josh Dobbs and his elusivity, his ability to scramble and run, like that running play, that running touchdown that he did in the first half last week was incredible. Incredible play. The kid is feeling himself. He's a sharp kid, obviously. Throws a good football, kept the Cardinals alive all season in some of those games. And now he's playing with a much more talented offense, and we're seeing the results. I just don't know if the Broncos, like Russell Wilson looks better too. Kind of looked like 2017, 2016 Russ. Last week against the Bills, has a great throw in the end zone. Scrambled a little bit, like he's clearly not as fast, but making good decisions with the football. That's probably some Sean Payton in there too. And you know, his effect on him kind of being a hard nose, like, let's fucking go, Russ. Like, stop being a dork and let's go. But anyway, Josh Dobbs, I think, in this offense right now, I'm not going to fade them. So I would only look at the Vikings in this spot, even on the road. Love their momentum. Broncos have a little momentum too, three wins in a row. So I don't feel like it's not like a three-star pick of mine, but I would lean Vikings there. And finally, Monday Night Football. Eagles, Chiefs, rematch, Super Bowl. I'm probably not going to bet this game. Both teams off a bye. Chiefs got their win in Germany, then they got a bye. You know, Eagles continue to win, continue to manage a really tough schedule, just really, really impressive, you know, off that win against the Cowboys. This is interesting. It should be at three. The Chiefs are at home. I do think the Eagles could win this one. I do think this is where the Eagles might get some revenge. And, you know, I don't like that for the Eagles if they see them again in the Super Bowl. Like, I think whoever wins this game, if they do meet again in the Super Bowl, which the NFL would love that with the Kelseys, You know, it just kind of feels like it's going to happen because they love that shit so much. It's like, what's going on here? But anyway, not a conspiracy theorist. Just saying, whoever wins this game, I think might lose that game if that happens. Because vengeance is mine, says the NFL. Like, especially with elite quarterbacks, elite operations like the Eagles and the Chiefs, they're going to answer in these situations. And it's hard to know. Like, I do trust Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes more at the end of the day. That's why I bet on them in the Super Bowl. That's why we won betting on them in the Super Bowl. But do I trust them with kind of how pedestrian their offense can look at times this season? Not really clicking on all cylinders just yet. And Philly can just, they can just out physical you, right? They could just punk you, bully you on both sides of their lines. So I think Philly's coming into this game more ready for it. Chiefs at Arrowhead. This is a game I'm just going to sit back and watch. Everybody's going to want to bet this game. I'm not going to enjoy it. I do think the Eagles win. And then the Eagles are going to start facing some really tough games, and they might have a few losses. But this one really matters to them. +3 is where I would lean on Philly. Flew through this podcast today. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Free picks constantly at sportswagers.ca. Check me out on the BetUS NBA show Tuesdays and Wednesdays every week. Not doing too hot in the NBA right now. NBA is always kind of clumsy at first, but we will find our rhythm as we always do. 3 straight years of winning, over 100 units won in the NBA. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. At Farley Betts is where you can find me. Reach out to me if you're interested in premium picks. Let's fucking go. Let's get some damn money. See you later.